This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Appreciate you guys being here. DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Let me whistle us in. And Jordan Davis is here. He's just part of the crew now. I feel like
I love
just
it.
Do the show and you just hear his voice. Mm-hmm. Jordan, good to see you, buddy.
You too. Have you asked me to come once, and so I just kept coming. So nobody told me to stop. So here he just shows up.
Sounds gross. Will you turn Jordan's sexy voice up just a little bit more?
It's all the way up.
Oh, man.
Do I need to talk louder?
Nah, you're all right there. All right. You're all right, dirt boy. Have you been in here since you won the CMA for this show?
Not for 25
Whistles. Hey, look at this guy. Jordan Davis, CMA winner for Buy Dirt. Wow. But mostly he's proud of the fact that he was able to beat me in a bet. We bet on the LSU-Arkansas game, and we didn't even have a quarterback. So, I mean, it's almost like you should go, never mind. But, hey, whatever.
Y'all almost beat us.
No, a bet's a bet.
That's true. I think about a bet. Yeah,
it's a bet's a bet. You got to do a bet.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we made the bet. I didn't, whatever. And so Jordan's like, well, let's do it. Let's bet. And I said, cool. So we said, let's go to dinner. The loser has to pay for dinner. And I'm like, great. But I know how Jordan is, one of the nicest guys. And we'd go to dinner and Jordan would be like, my wife and I are just going to split a water. And I would be like, no, man, we lost the bet. I lost the bet. Let me pay. He goes, no. So I said, let's make a bet that whomever loses, the loser has to commit to the dinner. All in has to be over $500.
Yeah. That's quite
it's
the
like
dinner.
Heavy. That's
yeah.
what I was like.
It has to be heavy.
Jeez.
So we're going to go our wives, Jordan. And, yeah. And then I lost, so we're going to have to pay for it. But that's the bet. LSU beat Arkansas. That sucked, but we didn't have our quarterback at the time of the bet. I didn't know that.
Okay. It was 11 a.m. kickoff on the road. Tough for us.
Yeah.
We had a, no, it wasn't.
Bobby, y'all almost beat us.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to lose that football game.
Me too. So that's happening, and we'll talk about LSU in just a second. Joey McGuire, head football coach, Texas Tech, will be on. And as of right now, the United States is a plus 340 to beat the Netherlands in soccer.
That's not good, is it?
No, it's not good. I'm just shocked that the Netherlands can have better athletes than us, period.
I agree, but I think all those European countries, they've been playing soccer since they were born.
I know, but if you played soccer since you were born, you almost can still out-athlete somebody. We can't, obviously. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe they have great athletes. With the size of their country, it's crazy to me to think we might lose. We probably will lose to them.
Yeah. No, Bobby, don't. But isn't it fun to take a plus, sprinkle a little bit on the money line?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Don't you just love it?
I bet I won on Iran.
Oh, you bet on America, on U.S.
Yeah.
So did I.
I bet on us to beat Wales, and then we tied, and I thought I was getting my money back.
No,
there's a whole button to push for tie.
Really? The draw. I know. I found the exact same thing out this year. I was like, oh, I'll just bet on, you know, them,
yeah.
Whatever.
And I thought I was getting my money back. It was a push. Get your money back. And I went, and I was like, there's no money. Where's my money?
Not in football.
Right now, the rest of the world's like, stupid American.
I called up DraftKings. Like, hey, guys, you guys forgot to give me my money back? So, U.S. and Holland, the Netherlands, mm-hmm. on Saturday morning, 9:00 Central Time, and it should be fun, right? I know we're supposed to lose. Everybody said we're supposed to lose. Everybody said we've already won because we got to the top 16. And
no, that's not how we think.
And not Americans.
No.
If we don't win the whole freaking thing, and we're going to bring Lunchbox in and talk about soccer in a little bit.
So
we'll get back to that. He at least knows about it.
Yeah, more than us.
If I did a whole show on soccer and NASCAR, that's trouble. I don't know anything about either one of them. All right, warm-up question real quick. You go on to get a haircut, and what do you say? You've never had a haircut with this person before. How do you describe the haircut that you want? Kick off, Kevin.
A little fade on the side, a one, fade it up, and then just a little trim off the top and blend it real nice.
Okay. Eddie?
Oh, I just tell him, like, just, you know, clean it up because there's not much hair. So I just tell him, like, hey.
But you
just
have side hair.
So I tell him the number two on the side and the back, and then go to town on the top. Whatever looks good.
Go to town.
Whatever you think looks good. And it's weird. They always look at me like, just tell me what you want. I'm like, dude, you be the judge.
What if they shaved it, though?
That's fine. If they think it looks good, I'll roll with it.
You don't know them yet.
You know what I do after I'm done?
What?
Put my hat back on.
True. Jordan?
Take a look at this picture. That's what I would say.
Oh, that's good. Show a picture of what?
I just show a picture of
who?
Of yourself?
Of me. Oh.
Oh, you have them do one.
No, show
you.
A picture of Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Like a great haircut.
Okay, that's a Brad Pitt.
No, I take a picture of like when I think my hair looked great, and I was like, hey, can you do that?
Do they shave your beard or cut your beard or trim your beard at that place? Would you let them?
I'm kind of particular, but I don't care about the hair, but I'll tame the beard.
Do you have products for that at home?
I do.
You know, I was looking at an old picture of you popped up on some timeline, and your beard used to be so big.
Massive.
And I remember you and I talking about, like, eventually you got to cut that back so you're not just known for that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think now he's known for his beard.
No.
He's now a guy that has a beard. But that was a great move to cut.
I at least don't have to address it in every single time I talk.
Because you were having to talk about it every time.
It was pretty much, that's what every interview led with, was like, hey, talk about your beard.
I mean, we're talking about it right now.
How big was
still.
It?
Yeah, but, oh, dude.
It was big.
Kevin, I'll show you after.
Oh, he used to hang down like here.
I mean, it was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Adam, how would you tell him to cut your hair?
What's a haircut?
Yeah, he hadn't had one in a while.
Yeah, I do. I would do the same thing, because that is the advantage of being an artist. Like, you take pictures with your hair at its very best, and then there you go. You got something you can show.
Right now, Adam kind of has, if for those picturing, Adam has dark hair, but he kind of looks like Ellen.
Oh, stop.
When it was in that longish, not shaved, but in that mid-fit, in the 90s,
hey,
Ellen.
Bones, I see
when
it.
When she had the TV show Ellen. Because it kind of hang down a little bit.
Right, I thought you were going to say
Ellen Hamburg.
I was thinking John Stamos, you know, like
Oh, my mind never went there. I went to Ellen for some reason.
It would be a good hockey haircut. Like, that would be a good hockey player.
Coming out of the helmet on the bottom a little bit.
Yeah. Nice lettuce.
I like that.
Lettuce, thanks.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, look at Ellen on our TV show back in the day.
Stop it.
That's funny, man.
I don't see
it. They curl. No, but no, I need to show you Ellen on her TV show.
It wasn't as short as it is now. It was longer.
I'll find it.
Just look at Adam.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Just like that.
Imagine it blonde.
Oh, there you go.
Ellen.
There you go.
Did you find it? 90s. No. Okay, here we go. Look. Here she is on Time Magazine. It's kind of.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Hambrick. That's a little.
Yeah, that's a little on the nose.
There's a little bit. That's a little bit there, man.
With me, I walk in. I look at him in the eyes. I say, you see this hair? And they say, yeah. And I say, I don't care what you do.
It's like me, man.
Whatever you feel the best about. You see what it is now. Just make it a little less this, and it'll be good. And they go, okay, cool. And that's it.
I think they like it. It's almost like, hey, you're an artist. Mm. Yep. Let's see what you can do.
Here's an empty canvas.
Except you're missing some
pieces. I don't want to go full
empty. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Tittle Tattle Town. Let's go. It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle
Tattle. Which new coaching hire do you like the most? Hugh Freeze to Auburn, Matt Rhule to Nebraska, or Luke Fickell to Wisconsin?
When I think back about Hugh Freeze coaching at Ole Miss, I remember when they would recruit players, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they were getting the number one recruit in America, number two recruit. It was kind of like Texas A&M, but before Texas A&M could actually do it, and you would know why they were doing it, because they were paying NIL deals and legally. Yeah. But all of a sudden, you're like, something don't smell right. All of a sudden, LSU's got the number one recruit in the whole country. Hugh Freeze is a good coach. He made some mistakes.
Yeah.
He made some mistakes.
What did he do? I don't know. I honestly don't
really?
Know.
Really? You don't know what he did?
Mm-mm.
He got some trouble.
He was.
You like.
Do you want me to just do research? You want me to go home and just do research on my own?
Yeah. This is a PG podcast. Yeah.
Oh, it's like that?
Follow at Bunky Perkins. He's an incredible follow on Twitter. Big Ole Miss guy. He's got all the Hugh Freeze jokes.
Yeah. Ladies.
Yeah, he wasn't very faithful.
Okay. Got around.
He got around.
There were massages.
Of the night.
Okay.
Type situation. Yeah, you know.
His recruits too, right? His
players. Of the night.
Yeah.
He was the cool uncle.
Yeah.
He was the cool uncle, supposedly, allegedly. So anyway, he's a really great coach. I think people are now saying he's already one of the top SEC coaches already. I don't know that I'd go there. I mean, I thought, and I was led to believe, that Wisconsin was going to move their assistant up to be the head coach. Mm. Everywhere Fickell's great. I mean, he's proven he can win and even get into the top four with Cincinnati, not in a Power 5 school. You give him some resources, that's really cool. And Matt Rhule, I like it for Nebraska. I don't know that I know enough about Matt. He was places quickly and had success quickly, but I haven't seen him build a program. And so I did see him talking about Carolina, where he's like, man, they promised me 5 years. Yeah, that sucked. I did not expect to be fired that 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But all are really good, flashy, fulfilling hires for the program. But if I were going to pick one, I like Fickell probably the best, mm-hmm. just because, and probably Freeze is a better coach as far as being new, innovative. But Fickell's probably not going to, hang on, what up? Lady of the Whore Night.
Of the night.
Yeah. Lady of the night. But I'm going to go Fickle. It's close because I do like all the hires. And I think Rule is going to be really good, obviously. But there's not a real record of a 5-year of him building a program and holding it. He rose pretty quickly. He did a few years, Baylor, and he won. But Fickle has proven over time he can win.
Rule's got his work cut out. Nebraska's in bad shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's gonna need some help.
I would like to go into Nebraska, though, I think, more than I would like to go into Wisconsin right now, because Wisconsin expects to win in the next couple of years. And Nebraska, they're gonna give Rule
three to four to five years
before they really start busting his.
Dude, Wisconsin, they better compete next year for a Big Ten.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then Auburn is going to need to win in 2 years.
Yeah.
I think next year they'll have.
They won't be patient.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Who do you trust more to win their conference championship this weekend to stay in the college football playoff, USC or TCU?
TCU. And if TCU loses, they should stay in it. I've changed my mind.
No, Bobby.
No way.
Yeah, and I've been.
I couldn't get to my whistle fast enough.
I've been so pro, and I'll tell you why. If USC loses, they should not be in it. They've already lost a game. They have lost a game. You can't have two losses, and you're not in the SEC. Goodbye. Georgia, they can lose. They're still in it. They haven't lost a game. TCU is in a Power 5 conference, and they're undefeated. And I know TCU's been the school we've been waiting to fall all year long. And I've been one of them. And I thought, if they lose, they're out. But the more I think about it, they shouldn't be punished for playing in a championship game. And they're the only school that would be punished more so for playing in the game. USC's already lost a game. Had they not lost a game, I'd say the same thing. USC lost to Utah.
Yeah.
They have one loss already. So they're going to play them again. And if they lose, they for sure should be out. But TCU hasn't lost at all. And I think they shouldn't be punished for playing in that championship game. Now, USC is only being punished because they've already lost once. If they were also undefeated, I would say the same thing. You shouldn't be punished for the reward that you're given, which is a chance at a conference championship.
Go ahead.
I also think they get punished for their name, too, because they're not in Alabama. They're not one of these big brands. And so, I mean, you kind of get left out in the cold when you're not one of those names.
I think that we have to agree that you got a committee that looks at that. They're going to look at eyeballs. They're going to look at teams. I think with Cincinnati that year that they squeezed them in, like, that was probably hard for them to do.
Well, they didn't lose the game, right?
And they were undefeated.
They didn't lose the game, yeah.
Like, but with TCU, there's some weak wins in there. I feel like they're stretching when they talk about their strong wins. It's like a big win over a 4-7.
I hear you, but Michigan hasn't beat anybody either except Ohio State.
But that was took it to them. I absolutely agree.
And they deserve to be in there.
They do. Mm-hmm.
They can lose, and they should stay in. Mm-hmm. If they were to lose to Purdue, Michigan should stay in. You can't kick somebody out for being undefeated in a conference championship game if they lose the conference championship game. That's my opinion. Now I've changed because the more I thought about it, the more I was like, they shouldn't be punished for that. USC's already lost. You lose, you're out the door. Kick rocks. And then that's when Ohio State or Alabama comes in. But that's what I think. I think TCU... Now I think they win as well. I do think TCU wins, and it'll be a moot point, as they say.
Both going to be tough.
They are both going to be tough.
Kansas State's a good squad. Yeah, they are. It's going to be a good game.
Similar style-ish, too. Yeah. TCU has a really great receiver, and they move the ball differently at times. They can go a little more over the top, but I still think TCU can do it. I think they're a team of destiny, and they're destined to go and lose the first round of the playoffs. All right.
They are going to get it handed to them by Georgia.
Yeah. All right, next up.
Do you think Tennessee would be ranked ahead of Alabama in the latest poll if Hendon Hooker was still healthy?
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, and I do hear people, and I understand why you're upset that Tennessee isn't higher than Alabama or they're not sitting on the edge to also be in the conversation. You don't have your starting quarterback. It will be embarrassing for everybody involved. You lost a bad game when you shouldn't have lost it. A good game, but it's a bad loss. You can't lose to South Carolina.
That bad.
Yeah. It's a good game for South Carolina. It's a bad loss. Yeah. You can't do that. And so, yes, they would be, but you can't put a backup quarterback in there if it's close. Eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
Not just data, eyeballs.
Yeah. That's not the same team without Hendon Hooker.
Yes. And it just wouldn't be good television. It wouldn't be good for ratings. It wouldn't be a good game. And if it's close, that's what you go to. So, yeah. But I digress. Go ahead.
Next one?
Yeah.
Okay, going to the NFL. Should the Packers think about sitting Aaron Rodgers to get him healthy and also to see if Jordan Love is maybe trade bait or their future, possibly?
I heard Rodgers finally say he'd be open to the idea of them resting him for the rest of the year, which means he probably wants to be rested.
Weird.
They're playing the Bears this week, and Rodgers owns the Bears. And if he could play one more, maybe he's made the deal with them. I don't know. If I were Rodgers, I'd want to play. If I could, I'd want to play against the Bears. Mm-hmm. He hates the Bears. He loves rubbing it in their face. But you don't want to lose to the Bears if you're Rodgers. So if he's not physically up and feeling like they can win this game, I'd say, guys, let's do it. Let's sit me. Because he's owed $50 million to play next year. They're not going to the playoffs. Jordan Love, if he's able to come in and actually be pretty good, you can get some good parts for that. So and Jordan Love threw the ball pretty well last week, which he looked better last week. And yes, time in the system experience. He looked better last week than he's ever looked before. And it was at times, you're like, dang, that could be the guy right there. Not the guy, not him, but you're like, that could be the guy.
Was it just me or did he look like Aaron Rodgers too? His mannerisms, I don't know if he watched, even the way that he throws, like, I don't know.
No, you're watching recording the game before.
Yeah, not really. No.
DVR, buddy.
Were you watching, Eddie?
I don't think he drinks that tea or anything.
I didn't think that, but
I'm saying the way he plays.
Maybe. I don't know.
He runs the ball, though. Like, he runs the ball, and he can do different things than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron can't move like that.
And he didn't have, like, dirty, you know.
Long hair.
Ellen Adam hair coming out of his helmet.
That is true. So, no, he didn't look like it.
But, yeah, I'd probably sit him and protect him. What do you think about that, Jordan?
I mean, if Rodgers wants to play, I still think he's the guy. So, like, it'd be tough to – it has those, like, throwbacks to, like, Eli Manning when they set Eli Manning for – was it Geno
Kurt Warner?
Yep.
No.
Oh, Geno. Yeah, they stopped his streak.
Yes. It's like if you have a guy that obviously first ballot Hall of Famer, top 10 quarterback of all time – if he wants to play football, you let him go play football.
I don't think he wants to play football.
Not in Green Bay.
I don't think he wants to play in or a bad team. And they're bad.
Yeah.
But I think if he thinks he can beat the Bears, that's probably why he'll play. If it's like borderline, I think he plays against the Bears.
It's like one of those crazy things that with Rodgers, like they have a slim opening for potentially getting in the playoffs. It hasn't shut all the way.
Yeah.
I think until that door closes, I think Rodgers, I think he's out there.
He's got a thumb, though, and now like a, they thought he had a punctured, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
They thought that at first.
So and that's his throwing thumb, right? That's his throwing thumb, but he's been dealing with it for a few weeks.
And he didn't say anything about it until later.
Yeah.
You know, Pulisic, who plays for the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's dealing with a nut injury.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so was it a nut injury?
I watched the clip. It looked like a nut injury.
When I watched it, I'm like, he got kneed in the nuts.
Yeah, it's that straight to.
I mean, you go to the hospital for a nut injury. That's serious stuff.
Yeah, man.
I've wrecked myself many times.
Is he out Saturday?
No, he says he's gonna be. We don't know, but he says I saw the picture posted.
You talked
to him? Did he call you?
He was like, the text said he's Saturday. We'll talk soccer in a minute. What else you got?
Okay, well, the 49ers hand Tua his first loss as a full game starter this season.
Yes. Yeah. 49ers are awesome.
Yeah.
Good squad.
And they've gotten a lot better. And it's not even a McCaffrey thing. He helps. And he opens it up for everybody else. But, man, defensively, they're good.
Yeah.
Offensively, they're good. Jimmy G has a bit of confidence. I mean, he's not him, but he's that guy. He's like the middle.
He's a good enough guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to lose games for you, that's for sure.
And he's making money because every time he wins, he has a big bonus on his contract because they didn't expect for him to play.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I do expect them to beat the Dolphins. Go ahead.
Last one. Do the Bengals need to beat the Chiefs on Sunday to prove that last year's AFC Championship game wasn't a fluke?
No. Chiefs are awesome. If they lose to the Chiefs, it's fine. They'll get another shot at them probably. But last year, that game was very flukish. And how the Chiefs... They shouldn't have lost that game. The Chiefs shouldn't have lost the game.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you know, if you lose to the Chiefs, you just lose to the Chiefs. They're really good. Unless you lose 50-3. Other than that, you're fine. You'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Bengals offensive line is really starting to play well. They're starting to be what we thought they were going to be. They're starting to gel. And I always think that Burrow, I think he can do anything. I mean, if they're down 6 with 48 seconds, I'm like, oh, I have faith. Just because he's got that swagger, he throws ball. His receivers, they risk themselves for him as much as any wide receiver quarterback I've seen.
We don't know yet if they're full strength this weekend. So at this
Jamar
point.
Jamar Chase?
Yeah, Jamar Chase
Mixon.
And Mixon.
As of right now, I don't know.
Chase is probably going to play. And Mixon, I do not know. The concussion stuff's weird because even though you can feel healthy, you got to be cleared by somebody else fully. Where if you're... Jamar Chase and you have a hip thing, they can't really feel what you feel. They can go, okay, how do you feel? Is it good? You have all your, yeah. Okay, let's go. But you can go like, I feel great. I don't feel anything. And they're like, nope, you're not passing this test. If you're
right,
they can keep you out of that way more so than they could a hip injury or an ankle, that type of situation.
Yeah.
All right. That's Tittle Tattle. Thank you. The stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff. The holidays are right around the corner. I'm ready. I use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes right to my door so I can skip the extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of year. HelloFresh always has something new to try with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week. Chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins, plus you can stock your pantry and prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from the HelloFresh market. When I'm in a hurry, there are 20-minute meals, easy cleanup options, and so much more make for perfect quality time. I'm not in the kitchen cooking. I'll be honest, I don't cook ever. HelloFresh, I occasionally act like I do.
That's right. Makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. Saving money is a priority. HelloFresh is cheaper than the grocery store, 25% less expensive than takeout. I'm going to give you a code here that's going to make it easy for you. Sign up for 70% off plus free shipping with the code BobbySports70 at HelloFresh.com/BobbySports70. That's the code BobbySports70 at HelloFresh.com/BobbySports70. Jordan, what the heck happened to LSU?
That sucked.
You know what?
I'm not saying you suck. I'm saying that sucks as a fan. That sucks.
Thank you. There's no worse feeling, and maybe this is a good little question to toss out to the room. Is there a worse feeling than starting a game from kickoff and it just feeling weird? Like it feeling like you could never, from the second we kicked off with A&M, it was just a dark cloud was over it. And
you felt like you're playing catch up the whole time?
Whole time. Even like after a good drive, we come back, we fumble, scoop and score. It just, I don't know, the stadium, we couldn't like, it was, A&M showed up to play. It's tough to beat a team with nothing to lose.
Unless
and we had
A&M.
Everything to lose.
And that makes it worse, right?
They had a lot to lose, though. They had a lot to lose.
Yeah.
It makes it worse, too. Like you're talking about that feeling, you know, of just like you just can't get it right from the beginning. But then you're playing A&M. That makes it even worse.
I know.
I feel bad for you.
A team that, like, you know, it was tough. And then fourth quarter, they just stepped on it.
Yeah.
I'm not an LSU fan by any means, but I felt bad for you because you're my friend. And I feel bad when my friends have to go through pain.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love LSU, but... You guys were so close to having a shot
We were close enough to where it's like, hey, if we win, we can play as long as they'll let us play.
Yeah, you go win the SEC championship game, now you're in the you can win the whole thing.
And I don't think that it was like a look ahead to Georgia. I really don't. I mean,
are you kidding?
I think that's all it was.
They're so much better than A&M.
I know, but like A&M played a really good football game that night. Like defense made plays. We couldn't get the ground game going. Jaden Daniels kind of got, you know, knocked up early.
He got pregnant during the game.
Who knocked him up?
Which one?
What happened?
God, so witty. Yeah, you gotta be careful in here.
You said knocked up.
Holy moly!
Wow!
Unless you guys get knocked up out there.
Wow! I've never seen that.
I think it was an ankle. I think he hurt his ankle early. You know what, Bobby? We lost.
It sucks.
We lost the game.
I was telling the guys, and the playoff hasn't been around for a long time, but it's the first time I can remember a team playing for the SEC championship that it's over if they win.
They're out.
It still doesn't matter. They win, but they don't move on.
Mm-hmm. No.
I've never seen that before.
I really wished it. God. But like I said, this is kickoff. I sent a message to my brother. I was like, bro, something feels weird. Like, I just don't think we're going to be able to win this game.
So LSU and Georgia playing. What is your excitement level for the game?
It's definitely dampened. You know, I still think that I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed. I think they got spread right now like 17.5. You know, let's keep it around there, boys.
And that's a guy who believes in his team.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Don't embarrass us. Too bad.
Guys, it's okay to get embarrassed a little. Just not too bad.
I don't think that there's a better team than Georgia. I think Georgia will win the national championship. Yeah. And, you know, we got a chance to go in there, and they're still in the playoff either way. Even if we beat them by 30, they're still in.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgia's a good team. This was still a great season. I'm really, really happy.
Yeah,
it far
exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
The worst thing you can have in life is hope. I'll say it. Because you get hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, man.
I'm a pessimist. It sucks. Hope sucks. I like for it to happen when I didn't hope for it. Yeah. I hate to hope for it because then even if I do, it's built to the level I got and it usually never adds up to what I wanted it to be. So I don't even want to know how good it could be. I just want it to happen. I want to work for it, make it happen without knowing how great it is because it never happens. It's stupid. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
There will be 12 teams, college football playoff.
Positive Thursday.
I know, man. Real nice.
Not this year, not next year, but the year after that, 2024. I love it. Can't get enough of it.
Let's go.
It's fun. And for people that are like, we like it with four. First of all, take your Geritol. Second of all, you don't want a 14 playoff in football in the NFL. You don't want a 14 playoff in baseball. This is just how it's been. So you feel like we got to protect the sanctity of the bowl games. Nobody cares about bowl games anymore.
No. The sponsors
it's just a good game.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun game. It's like interleague playing baseball when that started. It's like novel. They're playing conferences they never played. Two big schools. But nobody cares. It's not the 70s anymore.
No. So Independence Bowl in Shreveport, they like 3,000 people turn out to see Air Force play Ohio.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
I'll still bet on it, though.
Same, buddy.
100%.
100%.
Same. If there was a this year, we drew this up, Penn State and Clemson would play, which would be fun. And the winner would play Georgia. Ohio State and Washington would play. Ohio State would win that. And then Ohio State and USC would play. Tennessee would be in it as a 7 against Kansas State. That'd be a pretty good game, too. Then they play, winner play Michigan. Alabama, Utah. I remember that bowl game when Utah beat them.
Yep.
That's a crazy one. And that winner would play TCU. Wouldn't Alabama, TCU be awesome?
That would be.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I just like more big games with the more teams having an absolute shot to do it all. And the shot is Washington and what it all know. But just for Washington to beat Ohio State and have a shot at that, that's fun.
Yeah.
Give some talk about. More games to bet.
Yeah.
And also, FCS has been doing it since I can remember, you know, 1AA whenever I was growing up. But, like, they've had a 16-team playoff or whatever it is, 12-team. And, like, I love it. Like, I love seeing the 7 seed.
It's like more people having a shot, having passion. More fan bases that have passion, the better. So I love that. I do want to check in with you guys. The coaches update. We're going to have the Kansas State head coach on next week.
Who got that?
Mike.
That'd be me.
Mike D.
Dang, ooh, Mike. Come on.
Coming up in a minute, Coach McGuire from Texas Tech, which Kevin got. So here's the deal. The Texas football coach has said he would come on the show, but he hit us, he said, after bowl season.
Who's that, Sark?
Yeah, but anything after December 31st doesn't count in the game.
After December 31st or after the national championship game?
Oh, is that what it is, Mike?
It's a national championship game.
Got it. Okay.
So that does
get it before the. Okay. When's that game? 8th, 7th, 13th?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did Mike meet him at the game?
No.
He booked him while he was on the field.
I worked for him. I didn't see him.
Pass him a
How'd
note.
You get him?
I just emailed. Beauty of the email.
Sent a certain coach an email. I haven't got a response, but I emailed a coach myself to try to get him on. I just sent it to I went to the general website.
I love it.
And I just type in athletic director email. And I sent the coach an email.
They have their emails on the website. Yeah,
you can find an assistant AD or something.
Communication. Tactics here. Yeah.
Even the athletic directors, most of them will have their email on the website.
I mean, I go hard on, because you kind of have to, because they don't know who I am. But here's what I wrote. Greetings to you. Quick version. My name is Bobby Bones. Can you link me with Coach Blank? Email or phone's good. Thanks. That's all I said. And then underneath it, a couple spaces, I go, long version. My name is Bobby Bones. And then I lay on the resume. I have a radio show in over 200 cities, 2 current TV shows, Breaking Bobby Bones on Disney Plus and Snake in the Grass on Peacock. I have 2 New York Times bestsellers, Bare Bones and Fail Until You Don't. Big animal guy, drink almond milk, and have bad vision. I'm a graduate of Henderson State University, bachelor's degree in the University of Arkansas, H doctorate. I put the H in real small.
Little H.
Little H. It looks like a typo probably, but it is a doctor.
Different font size.
My interest is with Blank for a Zoom interview now that the regular season over. It'll be about 30 minutes. It'll be about football, but also how to create your path to get to a spoken goal. I've done it. Coach has done it. I hope this finds you well. And heck, I hope I find you at all. I assume that you're the guy to hit up. Now, I'm going to be in Dallas next week to sit with Jerry Jones, interview him.
Dual flex.
And we've had Coach Beamer, Coach McGuire, and other non-sports stars on. Here's my Instagram. There is a blue check, which means I'm a wonderful, honest, caring person. Have a good week. BB.
And he threw the Jerry Jones flex late.
I was late. It's all about catching a fish. I'll flex on that bait all day long.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see.
Also didn't know that you were Ready Rooster. Henderson State?
Henderson State Ready, not Rooster.
I thought y'all were the Ready Roosters.
We're the Reddies. It's a ghost.
What the heck is that?
What's a rooster?
It's a ghost. A rooster's a cock.
No. I mean, well, like, why did he bring up the rooster?
I don't know.
I thought they were the Ready Roosters.
I got crazy over there.
Because I was at Northwestern State, and Henderson State came and played.
Okay. Hey, guys, nutty.
To be honest, that was a little random there, Jordan. Mm-hmm.
Loves talking about it.
Hey, it's Kickoff Kevin, and the holidays are just about here. We are in December. It's supposed to be the happiest time of the year, right? But let's be real. Between all the hectic holiday travel, the gifts to buy, the traffic, the family coming over, sometimes it may not be the best time of the year. But in the spirit of giving during the holidays, I'm going to share my go-to gift idea. And that's a premium audio product from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound. I have the wireless earbuds, and they are sleek, they're stylish, they stay put whenever I'm on a run or if I'm in the gym and I'm listening to them. And best of all, the audio quality is awesome. You can find Raycon in stores like Kohl's or Walmart, but you're going to get the best deal when you go to buyraycon.com/BobbySports. And right now, when you go to buyraycon.com/BobbySports, you can get 15% off site-wide with code HOLIDAY plus free shipping. That's code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/BobbySports for 15% off your Raycon purchase. buyraycon.com/BobbySports.
Let's go over to Adam and get in. Adam Stats.
Adam Stats. Adam has all your stats for you. Adam Stats.
You guys, fun fact, I got something in common with Marvin Harrison Jr. up until last week. We had the exact same number of drops in a college football game.
Boom.
This year.
Zero.
100 targets and zero drops.
Wow. That's crazy.
Amazing stat, Marvin Harrison Jr. He had his first drop, first quarter of the game last week. The game where, unfortunately, the Buckeyes dropped. That game, which is a big bummer for me because I had him in our pool. So that's unfortunate. In it going to the NFL, 70.6. That's the percentage that Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett, he's completing his passes at 70.6% against the blitz this season. That's good for best in the NFL.
Not bad.
Defenses are coming hard at him. He's been sacked 9th most in the NFL.
Tiny hands.
Tiny hands.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, they're in this clump of like 4-7 teams, right? Out of these 4-7 teams, you got Colts, Jags, Browns, Steelers, and Raiders. Which of those 4-7 teams do you think has the best chance at sliding in one of those last playoff slots?
Adam did a hand slide in like a doctor that's sliding up a butthole.
Sliding.
like a glove, like when I've had to get a Oh, that's interesting. Which one do we think has the best shot here? I think the Raiders are trending up. They're fun. They're passionate. I think the Cowboys could be in a little trouble with the Colts.
I was thinking that. I didn't want to say that, but I was thinking that because I do believe in Coach Saturday. Man, I just think Matt Ryan.
They're like an 11-point dog too, the Colts. Yes. But they are fighting too.
I want to believe in the Colts, and I love that you're staying with the Raiders. I mean, I think it's great. You've rode with the Raiders from the beginning. I just don't think it's going to be the Raiders, dude.
But if you have to pick one of those teams, it's probably none of them.
Browns are.
Hey, we're about to see this week.
Yeah,
Deshaun Watson's in.
Browns could be sneaky. Raiders got a lot of talent. Raiders should not be 4-7.
Well, the Raiders have a brutal schedule too.
Yeah,
because the division, the teams that they're playing, that's going to be a factor as well. The Colts have a terrible schedule too. I mean, but a lot of teams that have terrible schedules are usually bad teams. That's why their schedule's so hard, because they're the bad team.
Yeah,
that means everybody's better than them.
Yeah, that's why it's a terrible schedule.
Just of the four teams, I like the Raiders. I like to watch the Raiders the best. The Browns are weird because I always like to root for the Browns because they're Cleveland. It's a small market team. It's a gritty team. But can you really root
for? I'm not going to root for
I know. I totally forgot that it's week 11 now. And, of course, like in Houston. Yeah.
It's exactly how they drew it up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders. All right. Thank you, Adam. There you go.
Adam Stats. That's an Adam Stats. He's got those stats for you.
Remember, 25 Whistles brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action now. Here's the thing. It's the last week of college football as far as before the bowl season starts. We're going hard on this one.
Yes, come on.
This is a 5-team parlay.
Dang, I love these.
Dude.
They're all money line winners. I've just picked them. Here's who's going to win all the games. Go bet them. UTSA money line. North Texas at UTSA in the conference championship game in San Antonio, Texas. USC money line over Utah. Pac-12 championship game. Georgia money line over LSU. No offense at guy with the beard.
None taken.
Gordon.
Mm-hmm. TCU money line, Kansas State. Michigan money line, Purdue. Now, some of them are pretty big favorites. Georgia, Michigan, pretty big favorites there. The TCU and USC games, they're not huge favorites. It's pretty close there. UTSA, kind of in the middle.
Are there any underdogs in there?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All favorites.
Mm-hmm. I had to put a lot of money down.
Well, if you bet $20,
I was seeing if he was going to touch that Clemson UNC game.
Oh, I like that. No, that's going to be tight.
I have a Clemson curse, and I don't feel good about it. Either way,
I just don't think they have a quarterback.
It's going to be. Oh yeah, we're in the middle of a commercial, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, cool.
Sorry.
If you bet $20, you'll make $80 back.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I put in $100 for $420.
That's good.
It's just tough to win 5 games. Yeah. But there you go. There's the bet. If you want to take 25 whistles parlay each week, you can. Check it out on DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports whenever you download the app. 21 up, most eligible states. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for terms and resources. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. We're going to go now and talk to Texas Tech coach. And this is an awesome interview. Love the guy. Head coach, Joey McGuire. Coach, are you good to go?
I'm great, man. It's great to see you, man.
Good to see you, too. Congratulations. I'll start with this. Congratulations on the big win last week. That was a ball game right there.
Oh, it was kind of like an old school air raid shootout.
Yeah. It's whenever
defense and coach, that wasn't fun.
Whenever you guys – it was late in the game, and not to go so specific, but they had Oklahoma tried the old quarterback runs out, and I mean, you guys pop Gabriel. I mean –
yeah,
I thought it was over. I didn't think he was coming back in the game, and it was all legal. I mean, it was. It's a two-part question. Like, how do you coach your guys? Because everybody's, you know, your head has got to stay up. You got to go shoulder to shoulder, and sometimes that's unnatural because you're just running as fast as you can, trying to hit someone. One, how do you coach your guys to always pay attention to that because it is such a bang bang play? And then two, you had to think he was out of the game for the rest, right?
Yeah, I did. I mean, tough kid. I mean, a lot of credit to him because he got hit really hard. And, you know, the backup had to come in for a play. I thought he was. But, man, he's a competitor, an heck of a quarterback. But, you know, we work it. You know, part of our tackling circuit is the strike zone area, especially in space. You know, you have to nowadays or you're going to end up losing some of your best players. And so, you know, we really try to work it. We do it a lot with pads because, you know, it's hard to simulate some of those hits, you know, and always talk about see what you hit, trying to keep your head up. And Reggie does a good job. He had two really big hits in that game. One earlier that was probably even more violent than that one on the running back. And both of them are really clean tackles.
Where is the line for you in spring ball or in, we'll call them, two-a-days, even though that's not exactly what it is, when you're starting practicing back, you know, before week one, in actual contact? Because, as you said, you need it because you can't sim everything. But also, you can lose players just like that for games or a whole season. What's that line for you?
Well, you know, one of the big things that we really focus on is, like, the tempo of practice. You know, we just got through practicing and, you know, if you have a shot to where it's going to be face to face, or you're at an angle almost like 10-2, then we're going to thud up. It's going to be everything that a tackle is going to be except for taking them to the ground, you know. And then once you don't have that angle, if you're coming from the side, then we tag off. You've got to get in a really good position. I mean, more than likely that play you're going to, you know, gator roll them and go low, you know, to try to get them down. And so we spend a lot of time showing examples of that. We spend a lot of time bragging on our players that do it right. They're going to hear a very loud head coach if they do it wrong. You know, and then we talk to our guys all the time about being pros, and that's like a lot of different levels, being a good dad, being a good husband. You're going to be a professional at something, but also playing on Sunday. And the fastest way to get cut in the NFL is not being able to practice the right way. If you take somebody down in the NFL, man, you're going to get cut, you know? And so that resonates with them. And so it's a lot of practice habits.
We used to play bull in the ring. I know you look at me and think, sure, Bobby's a former athlete, massive dude. I know, I get it, coach. People see me all the time. And they're like, he must play still. But, you know, we used to go full bull in the ring, and you get in, I mean, it was just boom, boom. Do you guys even do that stuff anymore?
No, the NCAA has actually outlawed it, so you can't do it anymore. You know, they've changed a lot of stuff, which is good. It's really good for the game because I remember the same thing. I remember bull in the ring and the Oklahoma drill and everything else like that. And you know, so you can't do that anymore.
Do you ever have to stop yourself? Because obviously if a big play happens, good or bad, there's a camera on you. They may not go to it. They may go to it. But do you ever, you're either so mad or you're so confused and you have to go, okay, I'm on camera. I need to control because this is for sure going to be viral, or this is for sure if I react in a way that I feel. And so I'm going to temper it back. Does that happen in your mind?
It happened that way Saturday. We jumped off sides like 4 or 5 times, you know, and or had procedure penalties with offensive line. And the last one, you know, I said something to my right tackle and he said it was the left tackle and I lost it on him. So at that point, whenever I was losing, I was like, all right, I got to calm down. But one thing we talk about as a program, I mean, literally, is talking about what's next, you know, like, and so I think there's a lot of hypocrisy in coaching if you can't be that what's next, you know, being able to get to the next play and then try to take care of it whenever you get to the sideline or in another time, you know, even the next day. And so we talk about it all the time. It's hard to do, but, you know, it's easy to say, hard to do, but we just keep practicing it. And you know, hear people even saying it to me, what's next, you know, and that's kind of the trigger word of, you know, get to the next play.
This is a kind of a cliche question, but I ask about it specifically because I've been to Lubbock a bunch. I've toured Lubbock. Our show was on in Lubbock. I've been in Lubbock many, many times. I'm very familiar with the town. I think one of the things that people will say, and I like Lubbock, I think one of the things people will say is like, why would you ever go to Lubbock? It's one of the arguments against Texas Tech. Now, you have a top 25 recruiting class, which I just saw. And so, and on top of that, it's, you know, the first time that you guys have had a winning record in conference since, I don't, like over 10 years, you know, I don't know that.
Yeah.
So what are the ingredients that you have there that is, you know, kind of eclipsing that to make people go, we want to go to Tech and we are going to win?
Man, it's a bunch of things. You know, I think it's the people that we hired. You know, we have a very positive, lot of energy whenever you come in this building. You know, I was a high school coach for 23 years, so I think I have a lot of Texas ties to where a lot of the high school coaches trust, you know, what I say I'm going to try to do for their players. I'm going to try to do it every single day. The university is amazing. I mean, you come out here, you can go to med school, you can be a dentist, you can be a nurse, you can go to vet school. So you have a lot of different things that you can study. We're really big on, you know, getting these guys to really appreciate the education and study what they want to study. And I think the biggest thing I tell Red Raiders a lot, you know, we have been our own worst enemy at times by saying that it's hard to get out here, and it's not. I mean, there's a plane taking off every 30 minutes from Love Field from Dallas to Lubbock. You know, I mean, there's a direct flight to Austin. There's a direct flight to Houston. And our competitors, like Oklahoma State, you can't fly into Stillwater. Like Ames, Iowa, you can't fly into Ames, Iowa. So they've been recruiting at a high level. Why not Texas Tech? And so we have no excuses whatsoever. We recruit our tails off, and I think it helps knowing the coaches like we do. I have 7 other former high school coaches on my staff. Some of them coached for 20-something years, and some of them only 1 year in high school. But there's a lot of relationships built to where guys trust that they need to come out here and see what we have to offer.
Yeah, there's a Southwest flight to Lubbock constantly. I mean, I think Lubbock is often overlooked. I like Lubbock. As far as college towns go, I think Lubbock's actually pretty great. Yeah. And I think it's just been said for so long now that people say it without even being knowledgeable on what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first, you know, I got hired before the season was over last year. So I got to do a lot of recruiting, you know, and watch them. And the very first game we played, we were playing Oklahoma State. And Spencer Tillman, which I know, he was doing a game, and I went up and met with him, you know, 10 minutes before, and I said, hey, I had this spreadsheet of, hey, y'all are going to say, because I've heard you say before, it's hard to get to Lubbock. Guys, let me show you how it's not hard to get to Lubbock. Like, stop saying that, you know, and it's funny, the stuff that people say, you know, of course, they're going to say the wind blows. Well, yeah, it blows a little bit in spring, but I'll tell you this, there's no humidity in the summer. I went to one of my coach's weddings in Houston. I stepped off the plane and that humidity hit me in the face because I'd been out here in West Texas and there wasn't any humidity. You know, the mornings are absolutely incredible. You know, so there's so many things that I think people have used against us, and we're here to flip the script and get people to understand how special this place is. Not to mention we have an administration that has committed $200 million to a brand new facility that is actually breaking ground. Like, as soon as we beat OU, they were already bringing in stuff to knock down the south end zone. And so, you know, we know talk is cheap, and there's a lot of universities that park a bulldozer next to something and say, hey, we're building something, and it doesn't happen for 4 or 5 years. Well, there's already stuff being done and you know, dirt being moved to build this new facility.
You have a storied high school career, which you mentioned. Did you, as you were coaching, who was the best player you played against as a high school coach where you were like, golly, I've never seen anything like that before?
Kyler Murray.
Oh, really?
He beat me twice. Yeah, he's a dude, man. I got to coach him in the Under Armour All-American game too, and know him and his dad really well. And so offensively, Kyler Murray, and then a kid that played at Wake Forest and played for the Giants for a while, Nikita Whitlock. Nikita was like all at ACC, and he played nose guard at about 5'11", you know, 230 pounds, and, you know, you just couldn't block him, and did the same thing in college.
Have you talked to Matt Rhule since he took the Nebraska job?
Oh, yeah. We're usually – that's my guy. We're usually texting every day and probably on the phone once or twice a week. But, you know, he and I were texting last night and was fired up. I really – you know, I was going to support no matter what because he's a good friend. But I was glad he didn't sit out. You know, he's not a guy that can sit around. He's a guy that, you know, needs to be around players, and – he's good for college football, so I'm glad he got back in. And I thought that was, you know, I sent him a tweet because there was a tweet a couple weeks ago or last week that said Iowa State, where they finished and beat Iowa. And he said, are you trying to get me to take the Nebraska job? And not going to lie, I really kind of was, because I think it's a perfect fit for Nebraska and him.
Do you think your son will hop over there with him? Is there a possibility of that?
You know, they talked. I think Garrett is going to try to stay in the NFL. If not, his butt better be in Lubbock, Texas. You know, I've offered him a job, and, you know, I told him, I said, you take care of what you need to take care of right now. You know, and he talked to Coach Wilkes and, you know, said he's all in and focused there. But I think at some point, you know, he'll – make a decision at the end of the year to either stay in the NFL, which he's got an opportunity to, or come here to Lubbock.
Let's stop this interview with Coach McGuire for just a second to talk about DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. They're my go-to when betting on the NFL. Obviously, we set the parlay a minute ago. It wasn't NFL. It's 5 college games, but man, it's time to go. I told you, Eddie, that Cowboys-Colts game makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I'll probably stay away from that one, just
I'm
in
not.
General.
I'm not.
You bet the Cowboys 11?
I'm looking for
now?
Smiles. Vegas always knows, looking for smiles.
They may be in about 100.
I know.
Everybody right now can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code BobbySports. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. 21 and up, most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for terms and resources. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Call or text Tennessee Redline, 800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. And now back to our interview with Coach McGuire.
I got 3 questions for you left. I want to introduce you to Eddie. Eddie, this is Coach McGuire. If you want to say what's up.
Hey, Coach, good talking to you. I have a question for you. I want to ask you about halftime interviews. So you're down 14 points. You're running to the locker room. You just want to get there to talk to your team, but somebody stops you with a microphone. Coach, talk to me real quick. What are you going to do in the second half? Do you like doing those interviews? 1 and 2, how do you come up with your answer so quickly?
Well, first I try to focus on being really nice. And then usually I do have a notepad that I write stuff down that I'm going to talk to the players in at halftime. Just constantly throughout the first half. And so usually because I've written something down that I'm going to hit them with, there's probably already a thought in a different way to say it, but probably already a thought in my head to be able to say to the reporter at halftime.
Yeah, I always feel awkward for the reporter. I just feel – because you know they know, and you know they know, and it's like –
you just, you've already agreed to do it, so you do it and you get out of there, right?
Yeah,
that's tough. It's,
you know, and you just try to, the way I look at it too is, you know, we're both trying to do our jobs and we can help each other through that. It might not be right there at that point, but, you know, you just try to always, we talk about it as a team, you try to treat people the way you want to be treated, and, you know, they're going to have us again, or, you know, they're going to be on TV, and, you know, if you treated them right, then whenever you've screwed up a call or something like that, at least they're not going to just totally destroy you.
All right. Now we have two questions left, and this one I like a lot because you beat both Texas and Oklahoma in the same year, your first year. That had actually never been done before at Tech, where you beat them both in the same year. Which was sweeter, Coach? Don't say both and the same. Which was sweeter?
Yeah, that's a tough question. You know, I'm from Texas, you know, born in Texas, never coached anywhere else, never lived anywhere else. So I would probably say that first one, you know, University of Texas. The other thing about that, you know, it was packed. I mean, there was nowhere to even move in that stadium, and it was just incredible atmosphere. And so I would probably say that, you know, and just the history of Texas Tech in Texas, of coaches leaving Tech to go to Texas. I think there's a good rivaled hate. And I use that as a strong word, but I think if you were here in basketball season, you definitely would have said the same thing. So I think that first one.
Man, I mean, what a year. Your first year taking over that program, you beat them both. That Oklahoma game, my wife is a massive OU fan, and I'm from Arkansas, so I'm a massive Arkansas fan. And I don't like Oklahoma, but I fake it because I don't want to have a fight at the house. But I was rooting for you guys so hard in overtime. I mean, when that game went to overtime, and it's hard because it's when you guys, when you pop Gabriel, I was like, yeah, oh no. You know, you got to like keep it in even though you don't. Coach, congratulations on just a wonderful first season. If we look to next season, which this will be the last question, like, what have you learned here this year that you will like, that you would like to do differently next year as the head coach of Texas Tech?
It's been such a great year just because of the buy-in that we've had from our team, you know, and that's tough the first year. You know, the biggest thing that we continually talk about is, you know, I think we're 115th in the country in sacks given up. Now, I know we throw the ball, so that's going to always show up. But, you know, we just got to continue to grow to protect our offensive line, quarterback. That's all of us. That's play calling. That's, you know, so I think a lot of stuff in the offseason will be focused on getting better up front. We're already starting to experiment with some stuff because we have so many. We got 10 starters coming back on offense and possibly 7 back on defense. So we feel like we're going to have a really special team. And so just kind of keep building that. And I think that's a big focus, you know, and we just keep being positive with our kids, man. We love our kids and we want their best part of their day when they walk into the football facility, that's their best part of their day, that they see guys fired up to see them. And so we're just continually doing that.
Do they try to get you to change your name? Because my name is Bobby, and it's my real name, Bobby. Yeah. But it was like, when are you going to go by Bob? And I'm like, I'm not going by Bob. I'm not a Bob. Do they go, hey, Joe, why don't we go Joe? Did they ever try that with you?
Well, whenever I got the job in 2003 at Cedar Hills, being a head coach, they asked a reporter, asked me, what am I going to go by, Joe or Joey? And there was a guy that in Denton Ryan, Joey Florence, that had just won a state championship. I said, well, it's worked out for Joey Florence. I'm going to stick with what my mama calls me.
That's right.
My mama calls me Joey, and so I've stuck with Joey. Where are you from in Arkansas?
From Central Arkansas. It's a town of about 700 called Mountain Pine and Little Rock. Lived there.
Oh, yeah.
Spent obviously a lot of time.
My mom's side.
Really? They're from Arkansas?
Yeah, I grew up a Razorback fan. We had season tickets.
Where'd you grow up?
So I was born in Texarkana. And so I was born on the Texas side, of course, and then all my family's from East Texas and Arkansas. So, in fact, my cousins were out here. They live in Fayetteville. They were out here for the OU game this last weekend. So,
who was the quarterback when you were a fan as a kid?
Groby.
Oh, man, Quinn's my dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a That was Barry Foster, Quinn Grovey, Juju Horshaw. Man, those teams in the Southwest Conference, you know, they went 3 years. I think it was 3 years in a row, went into Southwest Conference in all three major sports. And so, man, you growing up in that era, you just I loved Arkansas. It'd be cool, you know. It's a possibility of playing them in a bowl game, so that'd be pretty cool if we do.
Yeah, but I'll just act like I don't know you. I'm just gonna be honest. I'd be like, you're cool and all, Coach, but yeah, loyalty's a Coach, congratulations, really cool. And I'll let you know I'm entering the portal myself, so if you need me, let me know. It'll be up on the site. You know how to get a hold. Yeah. Congrats, Coach. Thank you for your time, and good luck to the Red Raiders in bowl season.
Hey, man, thank y'all so much for having me.
All right, Coach,
see you, man.
All right, thanks, Coach McGuire. Awesome. You guys, that dude's awesome, huh?
The best.
Yeah, like, I didn't know much about him as a person. He's awesome. I want to be his friend.
Yeah, I want to go play for him.
Hey, if they come on the podcast, are we friends?
Yep, we're fans. Friends and friends.
Friends and fans.
Yeah, like I see him sometimes on TV, I'm like, there he is, my friend.
That's my buddy.
Right there. My buddy, yeah. We have Lunchbox in from Sore Losers and the Bobby Bone Show because we don't know anything about soccer. So we have some soccer questions. First of all, what are the odds the United States beats the Netherlands?
Oh, man, it's going to be tough. If we're going to beat them, I think it's going to be in a shootout. We're going to have to play for a tie and win in a shootout.
What do you mean play for a tie? So only play defense? When you play for a tie, does that mean you don't stretch the offense out and create space for the other team?
Right, you counterattack. You pack it in, and hope you get one breakaway.
Let me begin.
Yeah, so you play defense, you get all 11 men behind the ball, and then you hope for a breakaway at some point in the game to score your goal.
What team does Pelé play for?
What the crap?
Pelé does not
he's
play.
He's dead, dude.
No, he's not dead. He's not.
Oh, man.
Okay,
goodness.
Then stop acting like you're so
is
smart.
He not dead?
No.
He played in the 70s. How is he still alive?
He's 82.
I think he just went to the hospital, though.
Oh, my goodness.
But by the time this airs.
Yeah.
So, hey, alternate version. Pelé just died. I'm sorry I asked that question.
I know, man.
But rest in peace to Pelé. But he played for who, Lunchbox?
Brazil.
Man. All our Brazilian listeners out there, rest in peace, one of the greats, Pelé. All right, now back to the current version. So he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still good.
Cool. So what's a set? I keep hearing people talk about set pieces.
Okay, that's like a free kick. Like when there's a foul, you set the ball down, and it's when the ball is stopped and you're kicking it back into play. A corner kick.
Oh, like the corner with the flag.
Yeah.
When they play capture the flag with the ball in the corner.
No. Yeah, that's a corner kick is a set piece. A free kick outside of the box is a set piece.
Oh, is that where people can get set?
Yeah, you
and
set
so
up.
They have time to set up.
I don't know if that's why they call it that, but I think it's because the ball is setting there, but I don't know.
Makes
oh, that
sense,
could be
Jordan.
It, too. Mm, okay. So what was the kid's name who was supposed to be a star?
Freddie Adu.
Yeah, what team does he play for?
I don't think he plays soccer anymore. He is terrible.
Does he know Pelé?
He probably does. He may have met Pelé when he was younger.
Did he play in the World Cup ever?
No. He never did anything.
Like how do you know this guy? Who is he?
He's famous like when he was 13
or
something.
He was big. He was a big name.
Freddie Adu went, he was supposed to be the next great American soccer player, went pro at like 15 years old, played in the MLS, and just never amounted to anything.
Hmm.
The United States plays Netherlands. I just can't think of anything the Netherlands should beat us at except for Netherlands trivia. That's the only thing they should beat us at. Do they have great athletes or are they just that much better at soccer?
I think they have great athletes. I think every country has great athletes, no matter what country you are.
But you don't have that many people. It's all a numbers game.
Correct. But I think they're really good at soccer. They have a good soccer team, and they have athletes, and they're supposed to beat us, which is sad.
Yes, Eddie.
Is this like the Olympics where if your mom's from the Netherlands but you're American, you can play for either one?
Correct.
Okay.
And once you play for the national team, though, you are committed to that team.
Forever? Like,
forever.
So if I wanted to, because a lot of people know me from my Japanese heritage, to go play for Japan, I couldn't in 8 years come back and play for the United States?
Correct. From my understanding, I know that he wanted to play for Italy. He had Italy or U.S. a few years back, and he chose Italy, and he didn't make the team. He didn't make the World Cup roster.
Wow. Speaking for a friend that's a sports bettor, do you think this game's going to be...
Good hypothetical here, yeah.
Do you think this game's going to be within one?
Aren't they all?
Well,
they're pretty close. Most of them.
1-0
or 1-0. That's a tricky question because if it's 1-0, if you're down one goal with 10 minutes to go, you're going to push everyone forward.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Risk giving up that.
I think Croatia just won by two. There's been a few like multiple score wins.
But what he's saying is if you move everybody to try to catch up, they have an open goal and they can score two real quick.
Yeah. So you're taking a chance. But
okay.
A better bet, because a lot of first halves are ties.
Yeah.
They don't score a lot of goals in the first half. So
and why don't somebody surprise somebody and do a whole goal up in the first half? Like,
well, they try.
Sneak attack first
half. So I should tell my friend maybe plus one first half. Maybe plus 0.5 first half.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or the tie.
Or the tie.
Or the tie first half.
The draw.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What after five fouls, they foul out?
No, there's no fouling. You can foul out if you get two yellow cards or if you get a red card. That's it.
But when they call a foul, what does that even mean?
It just means it's a foul. But if you
I know what it means it's a foul, but what does that mean? But they stop play, but if they're like, foul, nothing happens ever?
No, no, no. If you are a continuous offender, if you foul multiple times, like.
You have to register?
That's five times you fouled someone.
As a foul offender.
Register on the site.
They give you a yellow card.
You have to leave your light on at Halloween, or turn your light off at Halloween so kids don't come knock on.
Yeah. Bones, did you know that once you get ejected from the game, you can't come out? Like, so if you get a red card, your guy's out, and you can't bring a sub in, so it's like a power play.
I did know that.
I did not know that until...
But for the rest of the game, right?
For the rest of the game.
For the whole game, you play a man down?
Yeah.
And wow. So when people have yellow cards coming into it from the last match, that's very... It's
yellow card from the last match only matters for the group stage, so if you would have got two yellow cards in those three games, you would have to sit out the next match.
Even the third game and the first game?
Yes.
That's hardcore.
I thought it was only like two games back-to-back.
No.
That is hardcore.
But if you get two yellow cards in the same game, it equals a red card and you're out of the game.
You know yellow card Ocean Avenue?
Big fan. Mm-hmm.
Great
That's
song.
A good one.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I wish that would be a yellow card I'd like.
Yeah. Ocean Avenue.
There's a place on Ocean Avenue.
We're going to rock. That's what you're thinking of.
Ocean
Avenue.
Ah, that's what it is. My bad. Completely wrong.
You don't want, yeah, and that's the thing about yellow cards. You don't want to go to Ocean Avenue.
No, you don't. And another thing I learned too was so the conundrum when what's the guy's name?
Pulisic.
Pulisic. When he was out hurt and he was like grabbing his nuts, like they can't sub him. They can't say, all right, he's out for a little bit. Because once they take him out, he can't come back in the game. That's tricky, man.
Do you have yellow card, Mike?
Oh yes. He was ready.
Yeah, we only can play a few seconds, but we can turn it down.
And yellow card was this hardcore?
Yeah, punk pop. Oh. Pop punk. Yeah. Can you turn it up again? I just want to hear the chorus. You want one of these. You just don't want the one when you play soccer.
Oh, yeah. Mike D.
Wait, we can only do 5 seconds at a time.
Nah. Well, there it is. It's like listening to music on a skip CD. Yeah. Like, man. Will you hold that up?
Wait, Lunch, who's the... Is Argentina the favorite?
No, who's, Brazil.
Brazil?
It's Brazil and then...
France,
and then probably Argentina and England.
Here it is. Is it a chorus? Why don't they do a chorus?
Let's
here we go. And I can dance if I could leave this town and live forever. That's a jam.
They had a fiddle in that band.
Take you away.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Lunchbox, how...
America, money
plus 340. How much, let's just say hypothetically, if you had a friend that was doing pretty good over in the old betting department, how much would you put on it?
Oh, 30 bucks.
My standard unit of bet is 100. That's my one unit.
Oh. Well, then one unit.
Okay.
That's your, unless you want to go half a unit. I don't know if you're...
That's my nickname in college.
Half a unit. Yeah.
I don't know if you're man enough to go half a unit, like if you're willing to sacrifice to go below one unit. But yeah, the odds are against us. Don't know if Pulisic's going to play. Don't know if Josh Sargent, who's our forward up top, is going to play.
Wait, aren't they both forwards?
No, Pulisic plays midfield.
Oh.
So Pulisic, does he start in the Premier League?
Sometimes.
So he's not even good enough to start in the Premier League? And he's our star?
He's so good. Oh.
And he's Captain America?
But
dude,
he doesn't
that's
even
a good
start.
Point.
He doesn't even start?
He starts sometimes.
Dude, Premier League's so... There's
But we act like we got lucky. We have one of the best players in the whole tournament. Uh-huh. And
no, we do.
And the guy's so good. I didn't know that.
The guy's like the reserve bookkeeper.
He's right, though. If he's so good, why does he not start for the Premier League?
I mean, it's just a different...
Because there are better players than him.
There are better players and also scheme. They play a different scheme on that team. You know, it just...
Oh, it's where they scheme using the better players.
Okay.
Who's he?
All right.
Good scheme.
Who's he with in the Premier League?
Chelsea.
He's like the sixth man of the year.
Like Ron Artest. Is he the Ron Artest?
Yeah, there you go.
He's a James Harden when he was in OKC.
Oh, yeah. A lot of potential there. Yeah, that's good. Dang, I'm surprised he's not like a star over there.
No, he's not a star over
there. Is he our best player?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. It's not good, boys.
I don't know. I feel good for me. I'm hammering Moneyline.
Why not? It's America. Let's go.
It's America.
Why not?
I like that.
It's money.
We're in America.
Why not? It's money.
Hey, America over money, man.
Yeah, always. Dude. Come on, baby.
America over money.
These guys don't run.
That's interesting. Mike, we hit all our spots.
We are good.
Okay, let's do our final thought. And Lunchbox, you should, by the way, check out The Sore Losers. Lunchbox, you can do one of these too. It's literally nothing. It's just how we end the show. Final thought regarding the weekend ahead in sports. Kelvin. Kick off Kelvin.
Kick off Kelvin.
I'm just excited over the next month, man. We got a great time of year right now. We got the holidays, bowl season. You got basketball, football. It's getting down to the stretch of the NFL. And I'm just excited for what this next month. A little bit of soccer. Hopefully we can stay in it, right? It's going to be fun.
Adam DeGeneres.
Nailed it.
Dude, that's so good.
No way to come back from that.
I said Adam's hair looks like Ellen from the 90s.
There's no way to come back from
that. That's why I said Adam DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all know how razor thin the margin is in college football between being a very meh team to a really solid team?
Yes.
I can tell you, the Arkansas Razorbacks have been that team this year, and it's been maddening. We are 9 points away from being a 10-2 football team.
Oh, no,
and
that guy. I try not to be that guy. You can always do that argument for teams that you have no personal interest in.
This is not me fabricating some sort of hope for my team, although it is hope for next year. It's the thing that makes us crazy, and is also the thing that I love about college football.
I didn't do that, guys. I want to do that. I say that to myself alone at night. Only 9 points.
It's awful.
It's like complaining about the refs. I do that too, but I try not to do it publicly out loud on Twitter.
No.
You know?
That was more of a state of why I love college football and the thing that drives you crazy as a fan.
Official Jordan Davis. Dude, who takes over a day sometimes to reply to a text.
Wow.
Yeah,
why?
Once he won the CMA.
Ooh.
Game change.
Whoa, Bobby.
Go ahead and say your piece there, buddy.
Big time.
Dude, I always get back to you.
Go ahead, Jordan. Yeah, exactly. Always get back to me. Go ahead. Go ahead, big time. Talk about your CMA or whatever you're going to say.
No.
Did you bring your CMA?
Yeah, it's right next to you. I was going to say that I'm excited for Mike White. I never think I'd be pumped to see a Jets-Vikings game. But
let's go.
I want to see that guy do well. I see you looking at your phone.
I use that emoji, the fax machine emoji, and I'll send it to somebody when I'm like, this is fax. And I'm about to give him facts right now.
Come on.
I text Jordan a little something, said, hey, we won't say what it is, but I'm like, you want to do this? Hang out? To Jordan and our friends? I texted it to him, 12 p.m., lunchtime. Do you want to know when I heard back from Jordan?
Yeah, please.
The following day at 9 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, stuttered up, buddy.
I believe that I was traveling internationally.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I was in Canada.
Phone wasn't on?
This is what he says here. Hey, man, the one thing I'm not doing is traveling internationally. Sorry for the delay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He said that?
That's how he led it. So,
wait, did I at least say sorry for the delay?
That would have been the right thing to
man,
say, so let's see.
I'm in Oklahoma. Thanks.
Oh, that okay. was
Hold
when,
on.
Yeah, that
let's was, stay in. No, you didn't.
That was when I was on a honey trip.
Yeah, whatever you say, buddy.
The phones don't work out there in the woods?
Too many trees around. Kills signals.
Too many trees, yeah.
Wow, too many leaves.
Wow.
Yeah. Eddie?
Yeah, man, I'm a little bummed. I'm the head coach of my son's 9-year-old basketball team. Goal kickoff Kelvin here is the assistant. I'm going to be out of town, so I'm not going to be able to head coach this game on Saturday. But kickoff Kelvin.
Click on Clevin.
Clevin is taking my place, so hopefully he learned from the best, and he's going to be my best sub, man. I mean, we need a win. We're 1-0 right now, Jordan. We're looking for undefeated season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of pressure on Kelvin.
A lot of pressure. Debut coaching gig here.
I'm pretty sure the kids are going to ask for me after this week, every week, hey, Coach Eddie, he can just keep on the road.
You can stay back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I'm looking for the TCU-Kansas State game. I think that's too similar. Even the colors are the same.
Oh, yeah.
And for a colorblind guy, like.
It's tough.
I'm looking forward to the game, but I'm also, yeah. I know that I'm going to be confused unless their pants are completely different colors.
I just don't like Bobby's love for TCU. Adam, it's killing me.
I don't have love. I never had love until like this week. But you cannot let them in even if they, you can't keep them out even if they lose because, again, you can do that to USC. You can't do it to TCU though because they haven't lost a freaking game in a Power 5 conference. You can't punish them for being undefeated and going into a conference championship game. I don't care what you say. They're undefeated in the Power 5. If we're going to hold that as a standard, it's got to be. Unless it's Clemson and
you
can
hear that,
kick
Jordan?
Rocks.
You don't care what you say, man.
That's really what I took away.
Yeah. So I'm going to call this the colorblind game.
Purple.
So if you're colorblind, it's tough because those colors are the same to me. But I'm looking forward to watching those two teams play and TCU to win. And don't forget, TCU money line. Put all your Christmas money on it. Because once you win, you can double your Christmas money.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Presents for everybody times two.
Smile.
I think they tell us not to say that.
And specifically, they're like, do not do Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah, bleep that out. Bleep that part out, but just leave Eddie saying about Christmas presents. Lunchbox.
Listen, there's a lot of sports going on this weekend, but there's only one game that matters, and it's at 9 a.m. Central tomorrow morning when USA takes on the Netherlands. It's soccer all the time. USA, USA, Pulisic, get that pelvic right. Get out there and play, please. Come on, USA.
And this is how you know he does this a lot. We're taping this on Thursday late afternoon, and he's like, tomorrow. And even I was confused. I was like, Friday?
No, he's good.
But that's a pro. And you want to hear other proness? Sore losers.
Yeah, that's proness right there.
Proness, completely. That's it. Jordan Davis, thank you, buddy.
Thank y'all for having me. See you next week.
Official Jordan Davis.
I love it, dude.
Official Jordan Davis, Adam, Mike D. Next, not this weekend, but next weekend we go to Dallas to talk to Jerry Jones.
Oh, woo! My goodness. Cool. Yeah.
And until then, we will see you guys. I'll blow us and we'll get out of here. All right, here we go.
What?
No, I'll blow. All right, there he is. See you guys.